verse number 33. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. And verse number 41. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children. And they did as their fathers did, so do they until this day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have. Thank you this morning for providing us your word and the revelation that you've given us about yourself. We ask you, Lord, this morning as we look into your word that the Holy Spirit might take complete charge, that he this morning might walk into our hearts and into our lives and direct us toward your word and toward you. We ask you today, dear Lord, that we might exalt and lift up thy Son and his sacrifice. We ask you this morning now to bless thy words as they go out this morning. Use it for thine honor and glory. For it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you for just a moment this morning about hybrid religion. Hybrid, that's a word that means an offspring of two different components. It's something that is formed by combining two or more things. We today see some hybrid automobiles. They're able to run either on gas or battery power. We have hybrid corn and hybrid roses. In our text this morning, we see something called hybrid religion. Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, called it mongrel religion. You see, this morning, the idea of fearing God and serving other gods is not an obsolete thing today. It's not a modern thing. It's been with us throughout all of these ages. Many people this morning are as these people we read about here in our text today. They want to please God, but they also want to please the devil. I heard about a man that was going to a Halloween party one stormy Halloween evening, and as he was driving down the road and he was going dressed up as the devil, his car broke down, and so he got out and went to walking, and up the road just a little while was a church, and so he decided maybe he could go into the church and get some help. And the wind was blowing and it was raining and lightning and thundering, and just as he got up to the doors of the church and a big gust of wind blew him open, and he stood in the doors and the lights went out and everybody looked around and they began to run and scream and holler and jumping out windows and running out doors. And finally this older man on a walker, he couldn't get away, and the man came walking up to him, and he looked around at him, and he said, Mr. Devil, I've been a member here for 25 years, but I want you to know I was on your side the whole time. You know, sometimes that's the way things are, aren't they? We want to please God, but we also want to please the devil. Verse number 41 simply says, and so they do to this day. You see, it's still with us this morning. It hasn't left us today. We want to fear the Lord, but serve our own gods. Now, notice here the people that God talks about, the people that the Bible mentions here. It says they feared the Lord. Now, they're not infidels. They're not atheists this morning. They did not deny the existence or the power or the rights of God. They did not, as Pharaoh said unto Moses, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? They're not like those that David spoke about who said in their heart, there is no God. They believed in God. They feared the Lord. Now, this was a group of people who had been transplanted into the land of Samaria. The Israelites had disobeyed God. They had refused his counsel. They had this morning chosen today Baal over God, and for that God had punished them and sent them into the Assyrian captivity. And the king of Assyria sent different nations, different people into this land to occupy the land. And while they were there, the Bible says they did not fear the Lord in earlier part of this chapter, but the Lord sent lions among them. And when those lions came among them and things began to happen, they sent a petition to the king, and they wanted to know about the Lord of this land. And this morning we need to understand this morning that here are a group of people that now the Bible says they feared the Lord. They believed in God and they feared his wrath and they were trying to appease him. And there's something I guess that could be said for these individuals this morning. They're not deniers, they're not atheists, and they're not infidels today. They're not even agnostics saying, I don't know. They feared the Lord. And as I said, they even wanted to learn. They sent this petition to the king, and the king sent a priest. Probably should have sent a prophet, but he sent a priest, and this priest was there to teach them. And this priest began to teach them, and as he began to teach them, he didn't teach them about the things of God, but because of the things that had happened in their lives and because this morning of those things that they were taught, the Bible says they begin to fear God. You see, this morning there's a lot of people today who listen to gospel music. They love to listen to gospel music. They'll travel all around the country to go and hear gospel singing. I love to hear gospel music, so don't misunderstand that today. Something can be said for the messages that are in many of the gospel songs, and they touch our hearts and move us this morning and speak to us in many different ways. But there's a lot of people that this morning love to listen to gospel songs. They love to listen to this morning gospel sermons. They'll come and sit in a pew and this morning listen to the sermon. They'll listen to the preacher. Over in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about those that would come and talk about what a great preacher they were listening to, how wonderful he was. And they sing the songs and they listen to the sermons. And they, this morning, are there and they're enjoying themselves. Many of them are sitting in our church pews across this land at this very moment of time. But the sad part is that the Bible says they feared the Lord and served their own gods. How many people this morning fear God but serve their own gods? We could get into a lot of things today about who these other gods are, but we'll talk just a moment about that. But, you know, this is a religion this morning that has came about in somebody's life, and it's a religion without change. They've never been changed by the Holy Spirit of God. We've been studying on Wednesday evening the book of 2 Corinthians, and in just a week or so we'll be where Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17, behold, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. You see, when God moves in, all things become new. There becomes a change in a person's life. A lot of people today can come and listen to sermons and sing the songs and have an enjoyable experience in church, but their lives are never changed. They're still the same when they leave as they were when they came. And God has never touched their hearts. He's never changed them on the inside. These were a group of people who feared the Lord but served their own gods. They were had a part of a religion that was without change this morning. It never did anything for them. You see, See, this morning, God changes your life. He changes things in your life. It was a religion without repentance. You see, the Bible talks about repentance this morning. That's turning from idols. That's turning from your own gods to serve the true and the living God, as Paul reminds us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. You see, this morning, that it's a time that you are realize what God has done for you. And because of godly sorrow, because this morning you see how that you've sinned against a holy God of glory, and that God, in His great love for you, has sent His Son to be the sacrifice for your sins, and you come to a place of repentance in your life, and you make a decision, you make a U-turn, you repent toward God. This was a group of people today who never had repentance. That's a hybrid religion today. It's a mongrel religion. It's mixing two things today to try to appease God. It's religion without love. You see, you don't really love God. The Bible never says they love the Lord. The Bible says they feared the Lord. Now listen to me. I'm not going to get into a great deal this morning about fearing the Lord. That would take an entire sermon, and maybe two or three. But not only does a child of God fear the Lord, but he loves the Lord. We love God. It's never mentioned here that they had any love for the Father. This morning, I've been saved by the grace of God, then you love the Lord. You have a love in your heart this morning for God. It's never mentioned here. It was a religion this morning without any real love toward God. It was religion that was intended today to bring a little bit of peace in their heart, but not a real change in their life. I wonder how many people today are like this group of people today. They can go into the church and sing the hymns and listen to the sermon, but when it's all said and done and over with, they leave and go and serve the gods of their own choosing. They serve their own gods. Serve. Think about that word just for a moment. Serve. What does that really mean? Well, you know, if you go into a restaurant and you sit down at a table and someone comes around and brings you a menu and says, "I'm so-and-so, I'll be your server for this evening." That means they're going to bring you their food. They're going to bring you things that you ask for. They're going to become your servant for that period of time you're in that restaurant. We become their master, so to speak. Serve means this morning that you're willing and obedient to that. They served their own gods. You see, it was a manufactured God. Anything other than a true God of glory today is something that's manufactured by our own hands. We may not go out in the woods and cut a tree and build an idol and place it in a place of prominence and bow down to it as many did in the Old Testament. We might not go and get a rock and carve it or sculpt it into a monument today and bow down to it. But anything today that we serve, we can make a God out of it today. You see, that's something that we manufacture, not just with our hands, but into our heart. What are you serving? See, that's really the question you have to sometimes ask yourself. See, many people would tell you this morning, "Oh, I fear the Lord. I know the Lord. But I really love to go to the casino and gamble." Who are they serving? Think about it. Who are you serving? Oh, I love the Lord, and I fear the Lord, but boy, I really like to have a good time and party. I fear the Lord, but I really like to make money. It doesn't matter how I have to do it, if I have to do it underhanded, if I have to cheat, if I have to lie, if I have to steal. I fear the Lord, but I want this and I want that. Listen to me today. All of that's manufactured. That's a hybrid God. You see, they feared the Lord, but they were serving their own gods. And the question really behooves us this morning to sometime ask, who do we serve? Who's our master? I read a lot of times about these celebrities. You see them on television and you read books that they've written and they claim and proclaim their love for God. But who do they really serve? Who do they really serve? I might be a little different, but it's hard for me to comprehend someone that can sing in honky-tonks 6 nights a week and sing in church on Sunday. Who you serving? And I mean, it's just not singers. I mean, you look around. People today claim, and we fear the Lord, but who are you really serving? Who are you really standing for? Who are you serving today? So there's a problem that's seen. See, it creates a problem. You know why? Because Jesus made a statement in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 24. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve two masters because you either love one and hate the other. Now you think about this. When Jesus said you can't serve God and mammon, no man can serve two masters. I'm getting like the old country preacher. He said that's one strike against polygamy right there. You get that in a minute. Two masters. Jesus said you can't do it. Now, if Jesus said that, you know what that means that is? Very simply, it's an impossibility. I don't care who you are. You may be the smartest, most intelligent person in the whole world. Still can't do it. It's impossible. Jesus said it was impossible to serve two masters. Very simple. And so we can't do that. And so now we've created a problem. We can, this morning, say we fear the Lord, but we're going to serve other gods. Not going to work. Jesus said you're going to love one and hate the other. And that's the extreme end. You see, so it brings a conflict, causes a problem. Because then we have to decide who we're going to serve. Who we're going to serve today. And you know one thing I've found? Other gods, with a little g, will always oppose your service to the Lord. They'll interfere with your service to the Lord. They'll offer excuses, reasons, everything that you can think of today. Why? You need to serve them instead of serving God. But you see, they're a manufactured, they're a man-made God. And they want all of your attention. They want all of your resources. They want all of you. They don't care that if you come and listen to a sermon. They don't care today if you sing gospel songs. But they really don't want you serving the Lord. They don't want Him to be your master. They don't want you to be obedient to Him. See, the Lord today is to be our Lord. He's to be our shepherd, the one who leads us where we need to go. Who's your shepherd? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Who's your shepherd today? Who leads you and guides you and directs you and carries you from day to day? You see, that's who you serve. Who's your shepherd? Who's your guide? What guides you in decisions you make in life? You know, sometimes we make decisions and we never think about consulting our guide. We all do that. I'm not saying that we're all perfect. But you see, really, this morning the Lord wants to be our guide in our decisions in life. What guides us, what we're going to do tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and the next day? Is it this morning the Lord and His Word? Or is it a God that we've manufactured for ourselves? Who do we love? Who do you love today? David said in Psalm 116, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Who's our great love today? You see, who do we love more than anything else? I love the Lord. And you see, when you love the Lord, you don't worry about serving a God of your own making, because you don't even need a God of your own making. Everything else falls into place. But there's a prescription. That prescription this morning is very simply Jesus. See, the Bible says that as you read through this 17th chapter of the book of 2 Kings, and as it begins to detail the things that Israel had done, it says in verse number 13, yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I have commanded your fathers and which I have sent to you by my servants, the prophets. You begin to become obedient to God. You begin to listen to the Lord. You turn unto God. But verse 14 gives a very tragic consequence. Notwithstanding, they would not hear. You see how sad that is today, that people won't hear. They don't want to listen. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God, and they rejected His statutes and His covenant. And we could read on. You see, this morning they rejected God. Listen to me. The prescription is very simply to receive God. God is your God. He's your master. You don't just fear God and go and serve other gods. You fear the Lord and serve God. And He becomes your guide, your shepherd. He becomes that love of your life, that irregardless of what else happens, you're going to follow Him. The song said, I'll follow Him. My question to you this morning, will you follow the Lord? Would you do as He asked you to do? All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, be in a moment to come. Heavenly Father, thank You for this time we've been together. We ask You to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. In Jesus' name.